You're listening to Morning Edition. This is GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. The Human Resources Office at Work walks a fine line between advocating for employees and protecting the interests of the organization. Our workplace expert Brandon Smith is back this morning to talk about some of the things we never want to tell HR, so we make sure we stay on the right side of that line. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, happy to be here.
I want to jump right into the one that was most fascinating to me. Never tell HR your personal life is in shambles. Now, I don't know why that would come up, but why do you want to specifically avoid having that conversation?
All the things we're going to talk about today are going to revolve around a common misconception about HR. It's really not a balancing act between employees' interests and the company's interests. It's not. It's really more of a prioritization. Company's interest, number one, that's what they're paid to do. Employees' interest, number two. Okay, now they're good people in HR, but that's really their motives. So when you start kind of confiding personal stuff about your life, unless it's got real relevance to the workplace and you need help, it really doesn't have a good place. And what will happen is you can run the risk that it hurts your reputation. You know, that maybe this lack of discipline or some of those other behaviors are going to bleed in over here. They're going to be looking for patterns. They're going to be looking to mitigate risk.
I mean, does it get to the point where your job or your responsibilities could be at risk if you start letting too much of this out?
Could be. It could be. If they think that your life is so unstable that if they try and promote you, that's just going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back. They may think, oh boy, Joshua, he's already got his plate full. Boy, he's barely hanging on. I had no idea. We can't really give him any promotions.
Another interesting situation, this one for new mothers. Don't tell HR that you're thinking about becoming a full-time mom while you're on maternity leave. Why not? Why not be honest and tell them what you're weighing?
Yeah, because remember, HR's job is to protect the employer and mitigate risk.
But don't they have to hold that job? Because
they have to hold a job of equal value for you. Yeah, absolutely. They hold a job, but maybe not that job.
This is one that I've actually experienced personally. Your significant other or spouse might be transferred to a job in another city. Why don't you want to tell HR that?
Yeah, and so I'm going to clarify this. We're not talking about transferred to another city in the next 3 months. We're talking about they're in a profession where they get transferred every 6 years or every 3 years. Don't share it with HR. Because if HR sees you as someone who's not going to be around in 3 years because your spouse will get transferred and you'll be gone, they won't decide to invest in you. Why invest in somebody who's not going to be here in 3 years? So you end up limiting your opportunities.
So is it different then if you know of a change is coming soon, but it's not something that happens all the time, then you're saying it may be okay to actually share that information?
I wouldn't share it at all. Here's the thing. Don't talk out loud with HR. Talk when you've already made a decision, or talk when you know you need their help.
Or don't go to them for advice.
Or don't go to them for advice, because they're not an impartial third party, okay? And they're not, you know, and they're going to take everything that you say and they're going to read between the lines and say, what might this mean for this employer and how do I protect the employer?
We've been talking to Brandon Smith, who teaches about communication and workplace culture. Thanks, Brandon.
You're welcome.